Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. I entered church on Sunday, and halfway through the first song, I sat down and started to write. I knew I was hearing from the Holy Spirit. The words came easy and clear, but it wasn't a prophecy, but a prayer from inside of me. After writing this, he also gave me a prophecy, but here is the first part. Oh my God, how far have I been from you? How far have I left the week's worldly corruptness to penetrate my spirit, your spirit within me? Lord, forgive me for my lazy mind and spirit. Forgive me for losing my focus on why I'm here, why you've called me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me more as I empty the trash of the week, empty the selves of my week. To die is gain. Help me to the cross you called me to, the cross of mortification and sanctification. Help me to return the breath of life you've given me and return it back to you as a breath of praise and a life as a heavenly sacrifice. Lord, that I might see the Father more as you teach me again and again to worship in spirit and truth. Lord, it is my desire, my wish, my commitment to die to my old self that I might have all of you. Lord, change my heart. Let the power of your Holy Spirit affect the change of dying to all the selves within my life. Selfishness, self-centeredness, self-pride, putting myself first, taking offense from the hurt from others, reacting in anger and justification. Help me, Lord, to crucify them as a holy offering, a sweet fragrance. May the incense I'm returning be the same pure spirit you gave me. I must learn to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, you are able to lead me. You're willing. It is your promise to meet me where I am. Lord, thank you for the power and the blood to enter the holy place to see and hear the Father and know his love by the glory and power of the Holy Spirit. I was a little stunned by my own prayer. At first glance, I thought, Lord, how have I failed this week? I've been with you. I've given my time. I've read and ministered. Where have I fallen short? And I think it is in the difference between being busy with good things, alive with doing what a Christian should be doing, but missing the real point, to worship in spirit and truth. What exactly does that mean? I thought about how at times I honk my horn at my wife because she's running late. Yes, I know, but not often. That does not work well with God the Holy Spirit either. We get tired of waiting, or maybe didn't wait at all, let alone ask at all. We knew what we had to do. It was the right thing to do. I'd do it all over again. But I had gone ahead without the spirit of truth being part of my practical application of living. I guess I was a little too anxious to check off the next thing on the list. It was good for others. I felt good. But I had missed the heart of the Father. How hard is it to wait on the most important part of the team? Jesus did nothing, absolutely nothing, without direction from the Father. Nothing. As Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he has seen the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise, John 5:19. He came into this life to do the will of the Father, and not his own will. Our desire and determination should be the same. Maybe that was just me today, but I thought, I can't be the only believer, the only Christian who is out doing good things without the Spirit of Truth walking with us, in us, and going before us to perform what he has called us to. I pray you might examine yourself too. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.